This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia claims to have captured Mariupol on Friday in what would be its biggest victory yet in its war with Ukraine. After a nearly three-month siege that reduced much of the strategic port city into a smoking ruin, with over 20,000 civilians feared dead. The Russian defense minister reported to President Vladimir Putin the complete liberation of the steel plant in Mariupol, the latest stronghold or last stronghold of Ukrainian resistance in the city as a whole. As they surrendered, the troops were taken prisoner by the Russians, and at least some were taken to a former penal colony. Others were said to be hospitalized. Russian forces are reportedly continuing to pound cities in eastern Ukraine, according to reporter Anna Chernikova, who's in the Ukrainian capital.
We received official comment from the head of the Luhansk Regional Military Administration, Serhii Haidai, who told us that Russian forces in general, according to the estimated data for the moment, so Russian forces destroyed more than 11,000 houses in the Luhansk region.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia should be made to pay for every home, school, hospital, and business it destroys. He said a legal mechanism should be created through which everyone who suffered from Russia's actions would be able to receive compensation. A federal judge in the U.S. state of Louisiana is refusing to end pandemic-related restrictions on migrants seeking asylum on the southern border. The judge blocked a plan by U.S. President Joe Biden's administration to lift the restrictions next Monday. Migrants have been expelled more than 1.9 million times since March of 2020 under federal Title 42 authority. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The man charged in a California church shooting, allegedly motivated by his political hatred for Taiwan, had mailed several documents to a Chinese language newspaper before that incident. VOA's Marissa Melton has details.
This week, the World Journal, the largest Chinese language newspaper in the United States, reported that before Sunday's shooting, David Cho mailed seven photocopied volumes of handwritten Chinese text and a flash drive to its Los Angeles branch. World Journal said it turned the documents over to Orange County Police for its investigation. Orange County Police told VOA Mandarin this week that it is investigating the materials. After the Laguna Woods church shooting on Sunday, Cho was charged with one count of first-degree murder, five counts of attempted murder, and four counts of possession of an explosive device. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Pakistan's new foreign minister says the United States and his country must move beyond past tensions over Afghanistan, and they're entering a new engagement after years of strained relations under former Prime Minister Imran Khan. Bilawal Bhutto Zardari, the 33-year-old son of the assassinated Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, spoke in an interview with the Associated Press in New York, where he was attending meetings this week on the global food crisis at UN headquarters. He had also talked with top diplomats, including a one-hour discussion with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Bhutto Zardari called the meeting with Blinken very encouraging and very positive and productive. Canada says wireless carriers in the country will not be allowed to install Huawei equipment in their high-speed 5G networks. In announcing the decision, Canada joined the U.S. and other allies that previously banned the giant Chinese technology company. The U.S. government has been lobbying allies for years to exclude Huawei from new ultra-fast 5G mobile networks over worries that China's communist rulers could compel the company to help with cyber espionage. Tesla and SpaceX chief executive officer Elon Musk has met with Brazil's president Jair Bolsonaro to discuss connectivity and other projects in the Amazon rainforest. That meeting, held in a luxurious resort in Sao Paulo's state, was organized by a communications minister who has said he is seeking partnerships with the world's richest man to bring or improve internet in schools and health facilities in rural areas using technology developed by SpaceX and Starlink, and also to preserve the rainforest. Recapping our top story, Russia is claiming to have captured Mariupol on Friday in what would be its biggest victory yet in its war with Ukraine, after a nearly three-month siege that reduced much of the strategic port city to a smoking ruin. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.